This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Redskins have four games left. We have not looked back at Thursday and the Cowboys much today. We spent all day on Friday talking about the game, obviously. If you missed Kirk Cousins on the show on Friday, we will play a couple of our favorite best clips of our conversation with him coming up in the 1 o'clock hour today right here on The Fan. But the Redskins, with four games left, have four games that they can win, three of them that they probably will be favored in, by the way. The Cardinals at home, the Broncos at home, the Giants in East Rutherford. The Giants, who today blew out Ben McAdoo and their general manager Jerry Reese, who are 2-10. And not playing for anything come week 17. They'll have already all booked their flights and their vacations for the next day. So that should be a win. And ideally, you should be able to win both the Cardinals and the Broncos games. But here's the question we've got for you at 800-636-1067. Four games left. Forget the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know everyone wants to talk about that. It's just irresponsible to do so right now. How many wins do the Redskins have to manage in the final 4 weeks of the season for you to feel content about this point of the forward season as a stretch run? One wouldn't get you there. Would two, and two in the final four, get you to a level of contentment? Does it have to be 3-1? 800-636-1067. And then also, how many wins out of four before you're impressed? So for me, I think they're going to lose to the Chargers this weekend. L.A.'s playing a must-have game, suddenly tied for the division lead.
In their little soccer stadium.
And I think if they win two of their final three, even though they're three very winnable games, I'll be content at 2-2. That will get them to 7-9, which was my preseason prediction. And I didn't predict nearly as many critical injuries, and I didn't predict the schedule to be nearly as tough as it was. We talked about this earlier. They will have played the top four teams in the conference five times by the time the week ends tonight with Monday Night Football, which is just insane. So I will be content with the last four if they go 2-2 and they basically don't fall apart, because this is starting to have the feel of one of those seasons in the past where they could end up 5-11 or 6-10 and they could just completely limp down the stretch. And right at the end of the year, you go, oh my gosh, that one got away. 2-2 to 7-9 right there in the thick of things with a couple of close losses. And the Saints game, the Chiefs game, you go back through some of the recent games that they've let get away, you can kind of pick and choose to help yourself feel better. To be content, to be impressed, 3-1 for me. If they handle, let's say they lose to the Chargers, finish on a three-game winning streak, three teams they're better than, still hard to beat the Cardinals, as the Rams found out in a pretty competitive game yesterday.
Yeah, it was closer than you thought.
The Broncos are terrible, but they got a pretty good defense. That's a team coming into the year that had some high expectations. Giants in the division gave you a tough time for 2.5 quarters.
Absolutely.
The other day, you've always had a hard time with them. Week 17 last year, you had no business losing to them, and you did.
Kirk Cousins is worst the frequent opponent.
So I'll be content with two wins. I'll be impressed with three wins. 800-636-1067 is the number. How would you answer that? What do you got, Danny?
Two completely different ends of the spectrum. Impressed, I'll get to in a second. Every win they have is going to piss me off. Every game they win from here on out is going to make me furious.
What?
Because what it would have meant had they just done normal things. Had they behaved normally against New Orleans, had they done just showed up against the terrible Dallas Cowboys, who had no interest in playing good football, whose season you just saved, whose job you just saved in terms of Jason
Garrett. Why did they have no interest? They're in the middle of a playoff push, potentially, and their offensive line was outstanding.
They were getting ready to fall apart, and they tried to fall apart in that game when you let them win. The fact that you couldn't handle your own business, and now we're going to have empty calorie, meaningless wins down the stretch, is going to make me furious. If you just behave normally, this is a playoff team. And this season could have had some meaning. It could have done something awesome. You could have been the story of all the injuries you overcame. And then the cavalry comes charging back in when Jonathan Allen shows up in week 15. It's like Bobby Boucher showing up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl. And everybody all of a sudden gets really excited. And you could be one of those teams that everyone's talking about. And heading in the next year, you'd be the ultimate free agent destination. You could have something meaningful built for the first time instead of the, oh, well, they were kind of close, but maybe one more draft. Instead, it's the same old crap.
But that's already happened. You can't go back and clean up that spilled milk.
I know. And it's going to make me furious when they win a game knowing how much opportunity they squandered. The second part of what would impress me is a different answer than what would make me happy. What would impress me is if they're still able to be competitive down the stretch, even with all these injuries and bits of adversity that they've faced, even with this hole they've dug for themselves. Can you still fight? And they're not good enough to rip off 3 out of 4, even against this terrible schedule to end the season. The Chargers are good. Cardinals, Broncos, Giants, all either mediocre to really poor. They're still going to find a way to flub one of these games away. They'll finish probably 2-2 down the stretch because they're not good enough, they're too hurt, etc. What would impress me is if the operation still looks like it's supposed to look, meaning plays get in on time, meaning they get out of the huddles, they're not wasting timeouts.
What about
win total? Yeah, I'd say 2 would impress me.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be impressed because everything's.
I think they should win too.
Because everything's over. Does that make any sense? It's easy to pack in when it's over.
Kyle says they need to get to 8 for him to be content, which is 500 football and 3-1. He says I'll feel really good if they get to 9. They go 4-0. Yeah, look, if they go 4-0 in their last 4 and
that's
they
impressive.
Finish 9-7, I think the feeling about this team, you may not feel it sitting right now at home listening or driving around in your car, but I promise you, if the Redskins go 4-0 and they end up 9-7, it's going to be a lot easier the Monday after the season to look at this year and go, that was a huge success. Cousins may want to hang around feeling like he can win. Jay Gruden did a hell of a job to keep this team over 500 for a third straight year. All those injuries and that schedule, and they went 9-7. If they'd have beaten New Orleans, who they were up 15 on in the last couple minutes, not just saying they should have beaten some team they lost by 22, now that's 10-6. Now, if they'd have caught one pass in the Chiefs game in the end zone, now you're 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I promise you people will be doing that, and you might be one of them in your car right now. So 4-0, I think everyone's going to be impressed, clearly. Can you be content at 2-2 and 7-9, or does it take the 3-1 and the 8-8? Jeremy says, please just no double-digit loss total. That's also important to me. Do not do what the Redskins do, which is now the chips are kind of down. You know, everything's crumbling around you.
Yeah.
The walls are caving in. Do not just line it up in punt formation, figuratively, as an operation, and allow this to get off the rails. Do not let this, when I look back years from now, be one of those 5-11 seasons. Because I've said all along, you're past that. That you are better than that. You've advanced from that. If they lost 4 straight, now it'd be 0-5 down the stretch. As much as I've defended Jay Gruden, and I think it would be ridiculous to blow him out, that all of a sudden is a conversation that needs to be had.
Now, it's on the table.
I will still, at that time, because I've seen what it looks like when they're playing at health and 72 and sunny, they are better, they are close. I would still advocate to keep the guy around. I think you can win with him. But I'm not going to be screaming and yelling at people saying anything else. Right now, I think it's ridiculous for people to say he should lose his job. If they go 0-4 in the last 4 and they're 0-5 down the stretch, and basically it's one of those years where it looks like everyone gave up with a month to go, it's a whole other conversation. I don't see that happening. Let's get to the calls next. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. How many wins for you to feel proud of the team? How many wins for you to be impressed? You're listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.